Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really getting into a core issue with automated systems. It's this crisis of accountability.
Yeah, I mean, when an AI makes a call, especially one that causes harm, how do you actually prove why it did what it did? And, you know, who's responsible?
Exactly. Who holds the bag? So our deep dive today is looking at source material analyzing ternary moral logic.
Yep.
TML for short.
Right. And TML makes a couple of, frankly, huge claims. First, that our standard binary logic, you know, yes, no, proceed, stop, it just doesn't cut it for ethical AI.
Okay.
And second, that its specific architecture, which they call the Gaussian promise,
mm-hmm.
is really the only currently existing way to implement this necessary third way they talk about.
So our mission today is to really unpack those two claims. Let's start with that first one. TML says human morality isn't binary. It's, well, messier than plus one or minus one.
Precisely. Think about it. If you ask an AI, should I tell my friend their partner might be cheating? A simple yes, like a plus one, could cause immense damage.
Right. Could blow things up unnecessarily.
But a simple no, a negest one, well, that feels ethically weak, doesn't it? Maybe even negligent, depending on the situation. Real life is full of these gray zones.
Uh-huh.
And TML's core argument is that binary systems just sort of break down when faced with that kind of nuance.
Okay, so if binary fails, what's their fix, this third way?
They call it the sacred pause. It's represented by a zero state in their logic.
A zero state. Now, usually zero means null or maybe an error, right?
Not here.
Right.
And that's the key. It's not a bug. It's a feature. It's designed as a moment of, let's say, functional hesitation, a deliberate pause.
Interesting. Functional hesitation. You mentioned it has philosophical roots.
Yeah. They draw a line, you know, back to ideas like Aristotle's golden mean or the Buddha's middle way. Basically, avoiding extremes often leads to a better, more ethical outcome.
Okay. That makes philosophical sense. But how do you actually use that in code? How do you make a pause meaningful, legally speaking?
That's where the novelty really kicks in. The zero state isn't passive. It's an active trigger.
A trigger for what?
It mandates, like it forces the system to immediately generate something called a moral trace log.
A moral trace log. Okay, what is that exactly?
It's a structured record. Critically, it's cryptographically signed. It's immutable, meaning tamper proof. And it's specifically designed from the ground up to be used as evidence, like in court.
Okay, so it's built for legal scrutiny.
Exactly. They call this whole approach auditability by design.
Now, this sounds very different from what we usually hear about, which is explainable AI or XAI.
Oh, completely different. The source material is pretty blunt about XAI. It says things like, XAI gives you pretty graphs, which are often useless in a courtroom. Harsh, but maybe fair.
Yeah, because XAI often tries to explain the model's general behavior after something happened, right? It's often a retrofit.
Right. It explains the how in general terms. Auditable AI, or AAI, as TML implements it, is about proving that a specific decision, the one that caused harm, followed the predefined ethical rules precisely. It provides that undeniable, unforgeable record for that single event.
And that leads to the enforcement mechanism you mentioned, the reverse burden of proof.
Yes. This is where it gets really serious for companies using AI.
How so? What does reversed burden of proof mean here?
It means the baseline assumption is missing logs equals guilt. Simple as that.
Wow. Okay.
So if an AI decision causes harm and the company cannot produce a valid cryptographically secure moral trace log proving it followed the ethical procedure, well, the worst is assumed.
They're automatically liable.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
It shifts the onus entirely. You can't just say, oops, the AI did it. You have to prove it acted correctly. It forces you to engineer the accountability right into the system design.
That is a major shift. But hang on, a mandatory pause generating logs, doesn't that grind everything to a halt? What about systems needing near-instant decisions, like, say, high-frequency trading?
That's a fair question, and it's where the architecture gets clever. The decision to pause is instant. The generation of the full log can be asynchronous optimized. What's crucial is the immediate creation of the cryptographic proof, the hash that the pause and deliberation occurred.
Ah, okay. So the legal proof is instant, even if the full documentation takes a fraction longer.
Precisely. It prioritizes verifiability and legal soundness, maybe even over raw absolute speed. It forces a design that accounts for ethical processing time, even if it's just milliseconds.
Okay. That addresses speed. But what about privacy? If you're logging moral decisions, that sounds like it could involve incredibly sensitive data. How does that square with GDPR and things like that?
They thought about that. It uses a hybrid model. Only the immutable cryptographic hashes, basically the proof that the event happened, and when they go on any kind of public or shared ledger, That's the on-chain part, if you think in blockchain terms.
Right, just the proof, not the details.
Exactly. All the sensitive personal data, the actual context of the decision, stays encrypted and off-chain.
Yeah.
It's designed to be GDPR compliant, including supporting the right to erasure.
How do they manage erasure if the hash is immutable on a ledger?
Through something called crypto shredding. You essentially destroy the cryptographic keys needed to decrypt the off-chain data. So the data becomes permanently inaccessible, useless, effectively erased, while the on-chain proof of the event remains, proving the deliberation happened.
Clever. Okay, and one more detail from the source, the creator, Lev Gukasian. His identifier is somehow built in.
Yes, his ORCAD ID, which is like a unique digital ID for researchers, is cryptographically embedded into every legitimate implementation. They call it the signature.
Why do that?
It ties the specific implementation and its ethical rule set directly back to a human source of responsibility. You can't just have this anonymous black box. There's a traceable origin for the ethical framework itself. Accountability baked right in.
So let's bring this all together for you listening. Our dive into this analysis suggests, well, the two core claims seem to hold water. First, that AI ethics probably does need something beyond simple yes-no logic.
Uh-huh. That a third way, this kind of structured hesitation, is necessary for building trust.
And second, that currently this Gukasian promise architecture is the only framework out there that actually operationalizes this idea. It links that moral pause directly to a verifiable cryptographic proof.
Yeah, it really sets a new kind of benchmark. It's moving beyond just writing down ethical principles to actually engineering liability and accountability into the system's core function.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to consider.
If this mandatory pause, the sacred pause linked to proof, is potentially key to making AI safer and more accountable, what other areas, beyond the obvious ones like self-driving cars or maybe loan applications, desperately need this kind of built-in moment for ethical deliberation? Where else is the risk just too high for a simple binary decision?